Janak, king of Mithila, was an ideal ruler. He was a much revered friend of King Dasarath, who, when he planned his Jagya for progeny, sent not mere messengers, but ministers to Mithila to invite King Janak. Janak was not only a brave king, but was as well versed in the scriptures as any rishi, and was the beloved pupil of sage Yajnavalkya. Desirous of performing a sacrifice, Janak at one time plowed the chosen site. As usual, this was done by his own hand. As the field was being cleared and leveled, Janak saw within the soil a baby, divinely beautiful. Janak was childless, so he accepted the infant as the goddess Earth's gift to him. Taking the child in his arms, he went to his beloved wife and said, "Here is treasure for us. I found this child on the Jagya site, and we shall make it our own." And she joyfully consented. The child was an incarnation of the goddess of prosperity, Lakshmi, and she was named Sita. When Sita reached the age of marriage, Janak was sad that he would have to part with her. Though he tried hard, he was for long unable to choose a prince worthy of Sita. Many kings came to Mithila, seeking Sita's hand, but in Janak's view, none of them was good enough. The king anxiously thought over the matter and came to a decision. Long ago, pleased with a sacrifice performed by Janak, Varun, the ocean demigod, presented to him Lord Shiva's bow and two quivers. That was an ancient heavenly bow, which no ordinary man could even move. This was kept by him as an honored heirloom. Since only a very exceptional man could be considered worthy of Sita, Janak issued this proclamation. "Sita, my daughter, will be given in marriage to the prince who can lift, bend, and string the bow of Lord Shiva." Many princes who had heard of Sita's beauty went to Mithila, only to return disappointed, for none could fulfill the condition. Led by Vishvamitra, the rishis from Siddha Ashram were proceeding to Mithila with bullock carts transporting their luggage. The animals and the birds in the ashram set out to follow Vishvamitra, but he gently bade them stay behind. It was evening when they reached the river Son. There they rested for the night, Vishvamitra recounting to Ram and Lakshman the history of the place. Getting up in the morning, they continued their journey and crossed another river, not very deep, and by noon they were at the Ganges.